By taking one part of the food chain out of the whole system is going to have detrimental effect to the whole coastal ecology of this area. And the beaches here are so fragile with very, very fine sand. And also with the erosion, seaweed doesn't stop erosion, we understand that, but it will impede it a little bit. It will trap the sand on the beach, and then from when the sand is trapped, the wave action is broken down.
So from your point of view, there are relatively devastating environmental impacts if seaweed was allowed to be harvested basically on your front door here.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And while it was in past a supposed cottage industry, with the granting the export approval by the federal government for the new owners, they are going to be looking to harvest a lot more to satisfy demand, I guess. So with that, it means that it's just going to decimate the whole coastal system.
PIRZA has asked for community feedback on the application for Australian kelp products to expand where they're harvesting seaweed from. How have you both found that process?
It left the consultation process, while it's only just starting, probably started more than 12 months ago. In January this year, there was a meeting held at Millicent on the 21st of January. But while they said it was key stakeholders, the bird people were at it because they happened to see the advertisement. But when we found out about it and approached our Chief Executive Officer, Justin Phillips, who represents the lobster industry, of which we are a part, they knew nothing about it, and neither did the abalone. We've got such a successful industry here with rock lobster and abalone that I would have thought that those people would have been key stakeholders.
PIRZA haven't approached this in any sensible manner at all. Their own business statement says that they must consult with all stakeholders, they've got to look after the environment and everything else. They, as Liz said, they didn't invite all the stakeholders. On the latest paper, which they've put out, and it's got draft written all over it, so I guess they can alter it, but if people get hold of it on the computer or whatever and read point 2.1, the biological information, but this point 2.1 says that basically they shouldn't even be looking at doing it, and yet they go through the rest of the paper, and at the end of the paper they're sort of almost promoting doing it. And I don't understand. Consultation means talk to the people, not dictate to the people.
Maureen Christie, the Secretary of Shorebirds Southeast, says PIRZA hasn't conducted enough research into the environmental side effects of harvesting seaweed.
I'm concerned that in all the documents that PIRZA have produced on the fishery since 2003, documents in 2007, 2014, 2015, they all refer to the fact that there's virtually nothing known about the effects of this harvest. Despite that, the harvest area is now proposed to be expanded with still no research done on the effects of interfering with the food web in such a way.
The Director of Aquaculture and Policy at PIRZA, Sean Sloan, says during the community consultation period, it is the responsibility of the public to research and scientifically verify any environmental concerns that they have.
We wouldn't put ourselves in a position where we rejected an application just on the grounds of opposition that wasn't evidence-based or wasn't supported by fact or scientific means. So what we would be looking for out of this consultation is for community groups that have concerns to come forward with the evidence to, you know, to support the concerns and to raise the issues so that we can actually go away and look into them and take them into account.
But what kind of evidence does your everyday Joe kind of have, you know, sitting in their back pocket to suggest, you know, whether or not this might be bad for the environment?
I don't know. That's the truth. You know, if there are groups that have concerns, they're going to have to come forward and actually validate the concern.